Exclusive, Nate Morris, while Andy Barr would attack anti-amnesty Americans as nativists. By Sean Moran on July 8, 2025. Kentucky businessman and Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris told Breitbart News that it is vile that Representative Andy Barr, RKY, would attack nativists in the Republican Party that want to curb legal immigration. It's vile that Andy Barr would smear those of us who oppose amnesty as nativists. But it's no surprise given he calls Mitch McConnell his mentor, a man who has routinely supported mass amnesty over the past decade. I'm not ashamed that unlike Barr, I believe we should always put the interest of our own citizens first and foremost. If Republicans in Kentucky want a senator who will stand with Mitch to deliver amnesty and lecture conservatives with left-wing talking points, then Andy Barr is their guy. But if they want an America First warrior who will never budge on amnesty and will fight to deport every single illegal immigrant who has invaded our nation, then I hope to earn their vote, Morris told Breitbart News in a written statement. Morris spoke to Breitbart News as Barr said that nativists oppose policies that would harm the agricultural, hospitality, and other sectors in the bluegrass state. Barr told Red, White, and Bluegrass host Bode Brooks, at the same time, our agriculture sector, our hospitality sector in Kentucky. They certainly need legal workers, the horse industry. I've had the privilege of representing them, and the great thing about the president's policies that will secure the border and keep our communities safe is that it will create the opportunity to streamline our overly bureaucratic legal guest worker program so that our signature industries have the labor they need. He then proceeded to scold Kentuckians, and Americans at large, that seek to curb both legal and illegal immigration, which is a key fixture of President Donald Trump's America First agenda. The Kentucky Republican said, some of those nativists, frankly, are directly at odds with the agriculture sector in Kentucky. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. This would not be the only time that Barr has opposed Trump's efforts to curb immigration policies. In 2018, Barr, when he was not running for the U.S. Senate, said he did not support Trump's efforts to end birthright citizenship. The Constitution is clear, Barr said at the time. Trump complained that we're the only country in the world where a person comes in and has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States, with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end, the president added. Barr broke with the president in 2018 just hours after receiving an endorsement from the president on X, then Twitter. The Kentucky congressman, now that he is running for Senate, in June introduced a constitutional amendment to end birthright citizenship. The same year, Barr co-sponsored a bill that would give Congress authority over tariffs and trade deals as Trump worked to enact more fair trade deals across the world. In contrast to Barr's pro-migration policies, Morris has called for an immigration moratorium, saying that Western civilization is on the line at America's borders. Speaking of the Anti-Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, riots in Los Angeles, California, Morris said on Breitbart News Saturday, what's happening in LA is the logical result of years of open borders and amnesty. That's why we need a moratorium on new immigration into the country, until we can at least deport every single illegal alien who came under Biden. The future of Western civilization is on the line. He added, I think this is much bigger than just an immigration debate. Western civilization is on the line with America's borders. America is the last line of defense for the survival of Western theology, Western society, and what Western civilization means to the rest of the world. Further, Barr's pro-migration comments appear to be out of step with the average American, as many polls have shown that mass migration is a threat to the country. This includes a survey for the Pro-Migration Chicago Council of Global Affairs found that half of all Americans say large numbers of immigrants and refugees are a critical threat to the nation. This includes 83% of GOP voters and 45% of swing voters. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X at Sean Moran 3.